they're back. They're not back on Thunder Island, but they're back at the Tipsy Seagull.
Oh.
Hey, can we have a round of applause for our brave co-workers, Courtney and Wiggy, who have returned after a near-death experience on Outer Limits SV43. Courtney?
Ladies I'm first. Speechless. Like, yeah. That was so fun. I could have been out there all day. I got very nervous. When we started hitting the bumps,
yes.
Wiggy turned away, and he was, like, touching the window. And I said, these windows don't roll down. So I got a bit nervous there.
That's when I had to hang up on you guys, because there was at one point, you're doing 80, but it feels 120.
Yeah.
And so we're doing about a buck 15 and we're hitting like
waves.
Whatever they are. Yeah. And
yep, that would be a wave.
And then he's like, he takes his hands off the steering wheel. He's like, don't worry about it. And I tell you. And then we got up to about like 135, 138.
Did you go 138 miles?
Yeah, we went a little bit over 138 at one point. I got the whole thing on video. Yeah. It was so
fast.
Fun. It was so fun.
Okay, so you're nervous.
No,
your
I'm
anxiety.
Addicted.
You're addicted. You're addicted.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I'm good.
Put me in Fast and Furious on the water. So, like, my hands were in the air. I was hooting and hollering.
Santo needs to buy a boat.
Yeah.
He needs
I think
to work
that's
harder.
What we decided.
Gonna have to work harder.
You know what the
boat before house.
You know what the scariest part of it is that you're going so fast. Like, if you're in a on the highway, you're in the lane, so you see what's kind of in front of you. But, like, boats are going like that, and you're going so fast.
Yeah.
And you can, like, if a boat just happens to go across you.
It's not going to happen. Well, I mean, it does happen.
Yeah, because there's no lanes out there. Everybody's just kind of doing their own thing
but
on the
you
boat.
But if you are a captain, if you have your boating license, you know the way of the water.
Yeah,
like,
but you.
Well, who has right of way?
You run up on things like the little thing, the metal things that are in the water. What are those,
the buoys?
You run up on them so fast. It's like, that's scary.
Also, just to be clear. The person who said earlier on the show they use the breakdown lane to get ahead of everybody else is concerned that there aren't lanes in the ocean. Is that?
Yes, I would like some lanes in the ocean.
I just wanted to be clear about that.
At one point, that boat went across, and I said, can they just do that? Like, because we're going so fast. You next thing you know, you're right up on somebody. Well, imagine hitting a boat doing 120 miles an hour.
Wiggy's right. Like, when I'm going around Castle Island, you'll see these cruise ships, and then you see jet skis. I'm like, how do they
– Yeah.
How does that not happen
it's
more often?
It's a free-for-all out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the rule of the ocean is the bigger one doesn't stop. So if you're the smaller one, you need to be aware.
Is that what it is?
It takes the bigger one. It's kind of like – You know, it's like life. It takes the bigger ones longer to stop. It's like we can't slow down as quickly as
I would recommend it for everybody if you can get on it. If you're like,
so did you overcome your fear?
I was scared the whole time. I ain't gonna lie.
I know, but now
would you get back on it?
Would you get on any kind of speedboat?
No, I prefer like sitting right in the.
I know
in the
you
dock.
Like that, but would you?
No, okay. I probably wouldn't do it.
So it's not going to become something. That
No. I like cruising at like 40 miles an hour.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I'm so happy I did it. I'm so happy I didn't eat anything before, but I'm so happy I did it.
They are like, beautiful.
Beautiful. Like,
boats,
and comfortable. The seats are so comfortable.
Yeah.
It was just right in front of Wiggy, he had the
speedometer.
Speedometer.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really see that, so I kept yelling to Wiggy, what are we at? What are we at? It was very nice.
Can you see anything? Like, I mean, you're going 130, you still see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not like a blur.
But everything that's in front of you is on you quick, so that's what makes you nervous. And, you know, I don't go on many boats, but it feels like you're going faster than you actually are.
Yeah.
When we were doing, like, 60 in the turn, I felt like we were going way faster than that. We were doing 75, and it felt like we were doing 100. For some reason, boats feel faster than cars.
Well, we want to thank Dan and everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody
were,
at Outer Limits.
Good job.
They were great.
Keeping our guys safe.
He brought us home. Way to bring us home. I felt like Trump. I got up with the fist pump. Like, I survived.
Fight!
That was my moment.
Almost as iconic.
You have any kind of a band? Are you wearing any kind of a
band? No, I didn't have no band-aid, so I just gave up the Trump fist pump.
Is that the greatest bandage of all time?
It probably
that
is.
Year
I mean, who's in the, who else is in the running? I mean,
Kurt Schilling, Bloody Sock.
Okay, all right, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, no, the band-aid on the air started a movement.
Yeah. Right, that is it.
Oh, the Nelly band-aid under the
Nelly
eye.
Band-aid.
That's true.
No, but I would recommend if I don't know if they like rent them where they take people out.
I hope they don't rent them to random people.
No.
They have a license.
I could never drive that thing. Never. What? A million years.
What's going on? Nice.
What, you need a fan?
It's like a mister, too.
Well, that's Nicole. We should thank Mike and Nicole, our hosts here.
Yes.
Can we have a round of applause for them? For having us here.
Yes.
Wiggy, this feels... It was hot in the boat.
Yeah, we had a little breeze, though, but it wasn't bad.
When we first got in, Wiggy's like, Courtney, are you hot back there?
I was sweating.
Like,
yeah, how can you not... I mean, you're going 130 miles an hour. I would assume there's a breeze.
There's a little, but when they stuff you in... You know, I'm a bigger guy.
Down low.
Are you sure it was sweat and not pee?
Did you have trouble getting in and out of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it Courtney, they're roomy for Courtney, but for us bigger guys, Greg, it's
so,
like...
Not so roomy. Not so roomy.
Does this make you change your mind about, like, NASCAR drivers being athletes?
Oh, I said, listen, they're still not athletes,
okay.
But you got to have some balls, and that takes a lot out of you. Courtney doesn't consider them as, like, you know... Like she
I consider the car the athlete.
Yeah, but no way. When you're in that thing and it's throwing you around and you gotta engage your core.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty. I mean, you look at those who do that, do the NASCAR version on the water, like the trying to set the speed records and stuff. Like that's
hell no.
That's ballsy.
What?
Yeah.
What? I would rather run across the middle with no helmet on than have to, like. Try to see how fast I can get that thing to go or race it like NASCAR.
How quickly does it decelerate? Like, how fast were you from 140 to...
You can't decelerate. It doesn't quickly decelerate because if you hit the brakes, I can only imagine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you got to go from, like, 140, and then you're, like, down to, like, 120, but you don't just, you know...
You have to slowly do it.
It's scary when you do decelerate.
That's, for me, would be the scariest.
Yeah, that's the scariest part.
The deceleration was when the guy asked you to move to the front.
Listen.
That was when...
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered. As fast as we were going, I needed about an extra 40 or 50 pounds.
Did you go up in the air... I've been on one of those one time, and when you go up in the air over a wave, you don't hear anything. The engine stops, and then it comes back down and did that.
No, we were smooth out there. And Courtney will tell you, when we first come out, we started hitting those things.
You did not like
and
that.
And no, I was super nervous. And the guy told me, Dan, the driver, he said they'll go into like 10-foot waves.
What?
And then just take off.
No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what he was. I think he wanted to get a little bit more, like, you know, tricky. Mm. But I was like, hey. Slow it down.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are. It's a Flex Friday at the Tipsy Seagull. Yeah, Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. Unbelievable place. Yeah. Our first time here, and we will be back. Actually, we'll probably be here for most of the day, and then we're going to Newport for lunch and whatever.
Are you getting on one of those like similar like that?
Yes, we're going on a boat like that over to Newport, Courtney and I.
You'll love it.
And then I'm going to make a weekend of it in Newport.
It's a double date. You, Lindsay, me, and Bobes.
Yes. Yes. Chime's all over me about Metallica tickets. We have a pair for Sunday to give away, Chime. Is that correct?
That is correct, Greg.
Okay. If you are caller number 9 on the contest line right now, which is 617-931-0937, that's 617-931-0937, you will head to Gillette Stadium for Metallica on Sunday night.
How do you want to operate the giveaway?
Shime can handle it back. I'm fine with Shime handling it back there.
Thanks, Greg.
call now, win those tickets. And enjoy yourself at Metallica. We have a couple things that we have to get to this morning, Ken, including a toast. Do we have somebody who wants to make an official toast this morning for the first Flex Friday? All right. We got to get that microphone over to this gentleman.
All right.
Good morning.
Feeling better, Wiggs?
Come down.
Okay. Are you okay, Wiggy?
Good. Yeah, I've just never heard him this quiet.
Did you have an issue with your sea legs? Like, were you?
Yeah, it's scary, man.
Yeah. I understand.
You think you like speed. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, I want to go fast until you get behind one of those.
And then you don't want to go so fast.
Then you're like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. good morning.
Good morning.
What is your name?
My name is Derek.
Okay, Derek.
I live in Somerset, and on behalf of everybody from this region, I want to thank you all. You come into our homes, our vehicles, our offices every day. You bring a lot of joy. You interact like a family, and you're part of all of our families. So I would like everyone to raise their glass and give a toast to the Greg Hill Morning Show. And I will finish by saying cheers to 5 years.
Aww.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hiram, Ken.
That's fantastic. There's also a big event. One of the reasons that we came down here, not only for Flex Friday, but is for an annual fundraiser that happens here, and it happens tomorrow. And for the first year ever, Greg Hill Foundation is one of the beneficiaries of the money that will be raised over the next 48 hours or so here in Fall River. And with the poker run that is going to happen tomorrow, and the brunch tomorrow, and the dinner event tomorrow. But the other beneficiary is the Make-A-Wish Foundation locally. And we have the director of that who has stopped by here this morning. What is your name, sir?
Sean Hollerin.
Sean, thanks for coming by. You've been a part of this event for a long time.
Yeah, for 5 years, Nicole and Mike and everybody who does the Board and Light Run has been supporting Make-A-Wish so that we can grant wishes for children.
Awesome. I hate to take them. I know Courtney and Wiggy both gave you a wish before the boat ride. I hate to. We're not gonna have to. They survived. So
well, I drove in the breakdown lane to get here. When he started talking about water mouth, at 7:30, I got to be here.
You wanted to see it. Yeah. It didn't happen. But you guys do amazing things.
Thank you.
When it comes to what you do for kids that are fighting disease, and so it's really great what you guys are able to do.
We see goodness every single day. Every time child articulates what they want, people come from all over the community to make sure it happens. From athletes, as you know, Gronk and Jason Tatum, Tom Brady, all the Boston Bruins, they come and do and show up and spend like really quality time with our kids, and it lights up their life at a time when they are scared, they're frightened, and in many cases it helps give a child their childhood back.
Yeah, I think there's not a lot of, for the right reason, there's probably not a lot of attention on how often Boston athletes do that and make somebody's wish come true. And that you brought up, you know, the Bruins do it. Yeah, round of applause for all of them. Bruins do it all the time. Patriots guys do it all the time.
Gronk is everywhere behind the scenes.
Yeah. Gronk never says no. Never. He spends so much quality time with our kids. He's a hero.
So you guys ask all the time, and he never says no. Never says no.
We just did a bowling event at Howl at the Moon.
You did?
At the Patriot Place.
Yeah.
He showed up. He was there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
And it's focused only on the Wish Kid. That's all he wanted to do.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's amazing. All right. If somebody wants to get involved, what's the best way to find you guys?
Makeawish.org/together.
Okay. Awesome.
Please join us. We need all the help we get. We have 650 children waiting for a wish right now as we speak.
Wow. 650 waiting right now?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's amazing what you do. So
thanks for having us.
Thanks for
doing what you do. Congratulations and happy anniversary.
All right. Thank you very much. All right.
What a cool, it's such a great idea. You just take it for granted. But whoever thought of that?
Yeah.
As, you know, there's so many great charities for so many causes, but such a unique one where the one that's most impacted gets to do something that has nothing to do with their treatment, that has nothing to do. It's such a cool thing.
And Wiggy, I'm sure you had that opportunity when you were playing to do that and to visit those that are kind of fighting something. Mm-hmm. So
I'm happy every day. I'm blessed to do what I love to do it with you guys, to be able to do it for everybody. So I never take anything for granted, because I always look at it there's somebody that's going through a lot worse than I'm going through. So, you know, I might bitch and complain, but at the end of the day, I know that, you know, I'm blessed, and there's so many people that need help, and, you know, Make-A-Wish and all the other your foundations is amazing. So I think that's the great thing is, you know, don't complain about anything. I mean, because like I always tell my kids, it could be worse.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So.
All right. Well, Shime has stopped for at least a day complaining about those who are criticizing Drake May. So I feel pretty good about that, Shime.
I feel amazing about it, Greg.
Yes, you are.
Get Drake May in one of them Outer Limits boats. He'll lock in real quickly.
What's the schedule today, Shimer? When are they back in pads today?
Virtual pads.
Unsure. Believe so. I would hope so. Yeah. Maybe not. Maybe virtual reps. I'm not sure.
They're actually gonna today. They're gonna pick their Fortnite skins.
They are opening themselves up for
They're going to do that in the players' lounge that Gerard Mayo is not allowed into.
But
it is such a douche move for Judon when you think about it. Here's a guy, Gerard Mayo, who played that defensive end linebacker, similar but different position for the Patriots. He finally gets this opportunity, and his first week under the microscope, you're on the field, screaming at him, yelling at his boss, like. It's
disrespect.
It is. And there's all these conversations about opportunities for players to become coaches in the NFL.
Right.
And here's a guy sabotaging someone before he can even get started.
And
Curtis, so just because you have been defending him, you and Wiggy.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying is the method is the way in which he went about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is not admirable.
Right. I think Gerard Mayo was naive, which is not a good thing to be when you're an NFL coach, where he sees that he's a relationship with Judon. He coached him the last couple years.
Yeah. Right.
He's been, Matthew Judon and Gerard Mayo have both tried to get raises from the crafts. They know it's not the easiest thing in the world. So I think he presumed that Judon would not do this to him.
Right.
Yeah.
And in hindsight, he, so I think, who apologized to who? I hope Judon said something to Mayo.
I think Mayo was the one that called him in, because I think also vice versa, Judon expected Mayo to stick up for him behind the scenes, to have his back. And so I think that's what the argument was during training camp out on the field before Judon, stormed off. And so I think Gerard Mayo, being the bigger guy, the guy in power, called him in for a meeting and said, hey, listen, you and I need to figure this out because you and I have such a great relationship. I don't want this to change.
But what is your guess at what was figured out? Because if it were a new deal that got Matthew Judon back on the field yesterday, we would know about that deal.
I think what was figured out is the way that we're going to move forward going about being disgruntled. Curtis probably has the best insight on this than anybody, because it's like him and Ken.
Right.
They
thank you for the
work
bagel.
Together, and then all of a sudden, Ken becomes
the boss.
The boss. But Curtis looks like, well, wait a second. We were in the trenches together, in the trenches where when Mayo was his position coach, he's talking to him differently. And so now Judon feels like, well, wait a second. You're supposed to get my back.
Yes.
It's not that I'm disrespecting you,
yes.
But we are supposed to be equals in the sense of how we've come up.
So that's why Curtis has been holding in the last 7 months.
Yes, and showing Ken up.
Yes.
I do hold in.
What's that new money?
My gut and the opportunity. Yeah. No, I
saw Curtis yelling at Ken in the hallway the other day. I felt, I was like, whoa, damn.
Well, listen, I think
Ken does a wonderful job.
From points well made, Wiggy, this morning, I would give you 5 stars on, and Sean will be happy about this, on Drake May's performance yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Should earn him the opportunity to see some reps with the ones.
That's what I think. That's the one criticism I have with Mayo, where I feel like he's dropping the ball. Because even if you want to say Jacoby Brissett's our guy, he's the number one, you still sprinkle Drake May in there with the ones, so you can at least see, like, okay, what's he look like? From all reports that at least I hear, because I'm not down there every day. I know Andy Hart does a good job, and he's down there every day. It seems like Drake May don't even get any reps with the ones.
Right. Yeah, and that's the safe thing, which is frustrating, because Gerard Mayo, we all believe, is not going to be a one-and-done guy. That Robert Kraft has invested in him.
Yeah.
He believes he's maybe a year ahead of schedule. And if you start Jacoby Brissett and you give him the opportunity, you're not going to get fired because of that.
But you think he'd at least sprinkle some one reps in there for Drake May.
Right.
They both had pretty similar numbers yesterday, completion-wise.
Right, but who was that with, though, right? Like, it's like this, Greg. If I come to you and I say, I want to be on your show, right, and Fitzy's doing every day, and I'm getting weekend reps, And I'm like, wait a second. I thought you guys brought me here for me to at least get an opportunity to compete, and all I'm getting is weekend reps.
Yeah.
It's a look and it feels a certain way, where at least if you go, okay, come in on a Monday or something like that, you at least like, oh, I'm with the first team,
yeah,
and I can really prove myself rather than with the threes.
And Fitzy does much better parody songs than Wiggy.
Yes, he does.
All right. He might not get on Outer Limits, though.
That's true.
All right. Well, it is a Flex Friday here in Fall River on the South Coast. And we got to take a quick break, but we will be back to say farewell and get the weekend started. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10. And from the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, we'll be right back.